The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without our Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Just as a quick preface for anyone who is visiting St. Thomas today, this is my last weekend here, so it's kind of a final homily, so don't be weirded out. That's why I'm here. I remember very well my first homily here at St. Thomas. I thought that was hard. This has been a little harder, actually. And where do you begin? Well, as insufficient as this will be, I just want to begin by saying thank you. Thank you for your warm welcome, your love, all that you've done to build me up in my priesthood, to welcome me here. I want to say a great thank you to Father Bill for being such a great pastor and mentor and friend and brother. Father Bill, we love you, and we thank you so much for all you do for us here. But I really can't say enough, but I want to start there. Over my time here, people have asked, in your first 3 years of priesthood, has there been something that you didn't expect? A lesson that perhaps surprised you, that you wouldn't have known before. One lesson kind of sums it all up for me, and it's this. Learning to be comfortable with and learning to understand how we grow. That has been my greatest lesson. That, yes, has surprised me. And then becoming comfortable with how we grow, I think that's been perhaps the heart of learning for me what it means not to be just called Father, but to be a Father, a true spiritual Father. Here's what I mean by that. When it comes to growing and physically growing, it's awkward. It's uncomfortable because we grow in fits and starts. My little nieces and nephews, I've watched them grow, and they go from being these little barrels of fat you can kind of just pick up and hang on to now these little bags of bones that are pointy and sharp, and when you pick them up, they hurt you. And the glorious teenage years, where the voice cracks for about a year and a half, boy, that's awkward. And then the limbs grow, and we don't know how to use them, kind of flail around. I'm not sure if I've grown out of that stage yet. But growing is awkward. It's not streamlined. It's uncomfortable. And yet it's also beautiful. But to make the jump to realize that there are many, many, many similarities between the way we grow physically and the way we grow spiritually. Spiritually. We grow in fits and starts. It's not a streamlined process. It's awkward, and it's uncomfortable at times. And to learn that that is okay. I've had to learn that. And think of it, sometimes, spiritually speaking, we find ourselves stumbling around. What do I do with these new muscles God's kind of trying to develop in me? How do I use them? And to take one step forward, I have to take two back. And I fall over, I stumble, I get some bruises and bumps. But to learn, that's okay. That has been the greatest lesson I have learned in my 3 years of priesthood. To not be uncomfortable with the ways we grow spiritually and just how, like, unstreamlined that process is. You all know I'm very German. I like streamlinedness, things that go easily and well. And for, I think, all of us, but somehow we have a lot more comfort with the physical nature of our growing and our aging. We're so patient with kids, we don't expect them to do more than they're able to do. We coax them, we walk with them, and we're just so patient. And somehow when it comes to our spiritual growth, we don't so easily make that leap. And I shouldn't say we. I have not always made that leap so easily. And why not? I mean, this is the way I grew. And God has been so incredibly patient with me. Father Bill has been so patient with me. You have been so patient with me. That why, as a spiritual father, would I not be comfortable and patient and just walking with the people God's given to me to walk with and to encourage and to coax them along? Whenever you look back at a period in your life, two things always stand out. Well, the great blessings, and then the things that you regret. And thinking about this whole aspect of life, learning what it means to be a father, that's my regret. The times that I wasn't comfortable with, the awkwardness of the ways we grow. And to anyone here who I have hurt over these 3 years because I did not walk with you well, in conversations, or in the confessional, or in pastoral situations, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I wasn't a better father for you. That instead of paving the way to the Lord, I got in the way. So please accept my apology. And I can only hope that I have grown a little more patient, a little gentler, that I can handle the awkwardness of the way we grow to be a little bit of a better father over these 3 years. And I thank you for your patience with me. And Father Bill, your patience. Our gospel, it's a great blessing because it gives us a little glimpse into our Father's heart and the way he looks at each of us. What comfort, listen to him. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. God has got our back, and he's the best of fathers, and we don't need to be afraid. To remember that always. So I'd hope that this would be a moment where we could all look back over 3 years. How have we grown as individuals, as a parish? And to realize, again, it's okay to grow awkwardly. We all do. Now, the only difference between physical growth and spiritual growth is this. You can't stop your physical growth. No matter how much I exert my free will, I will grow older and grayer and wider. it will happen. But when it comes to our spiritual growth, I can use my free will to stop growing. And all too often we do. And then we're stunted. Lord, you want me to go there? I don't think so. That's too much. Or if I grow in that way, that's going to be way too much work. It's going to be painful. I'm not doing it. No, we think of our Father's love and our Father's patience, coaxing us along and walking with us. Let's never be afraid to grow and to take the next step that God's asking us to take. So, St. Thomas, thank you for your love and your welcome. Because for a priest to grow up, I could not have asked for a better place. So thank you.
Thank you, Father. We love you. We're going to have